The Big Oak is great because
they give nobody you free goes popcorn. There.
But if you go there and you play a show at the same time that there's a like some sort of poker run or something like that, then everybody shows up and it's awesome. So like I've had a show there with Bossa Nova.
Oh yeah,
they were called
yeah.
Longshot.
Yeah,
I had a show there with them, and I had crashed my car before. Like getting there, I crashed my car. Wow. I hit a mountain. And
he came out of nowhere.
So there's a chorus of people making fun of me.
Yeah.
I had crashed my car beforehand, and I was so bumped up on adrenaline from that and from just literally getting there that it was amazing. It was an awesome show, and it was during a poker run, so people were just coming in and sitting down and buying beer and pizza and watching us. And then the night that we did the Big Oak with Order 66, it was completely different.
Oh, okay.
And it was just like a completely different scene and stuff. It was really neat. And it's one of those things where you get both ends of it.
The only serious injury I have, semi-serious I should say, that I have sustained on the road.
Which was?
A busted lip. And I think I cracked one of my teeth. I can't find it.
Can't find your teeth.
I can't find the crack.
Okay,
but I swear I feel like I cracked it.
It hurts.
I don't remember much about what happened because as this happened, I blacked out.
Wow. Okay.
Ooh. Our van has two seats up front and then four captain's chairs in the back, and then we have a bunk in the back of the van that is above all our gear, so it's about 5 feet in the air. I was sleeping okay. up there, totally asleep. I swear to God, I was sober, and we were at a dead stop. And somehow I flew out of it. Flew out of it head first.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I wish I had an explanation. I really don't. I need Matt, our drummer, in the back of the head. Some part of me hit our tour manager's iPad, and I cracked that to bits. But the impressive part was the mic case that we keep inside the van. I mean, we're talking a metal mic case, and I dented it with my tooth. And so I'm blacked out. I'm bleeding, but not anything bad. We were at a truck stop, so I was like, I'm gonna try to walk into the bathroom and wash this out. I have no recollection of actually walking to the bathroom or walking back because I was just that out of it. But when we got to the venue, I was like, crap, this thing hurts way worse than it actually should because I just saw a little split in my lip. And then I put some pressure to it on the other side with my thumb and index finger, and I just kind of spread it apart just a little bit. And I realized that it was actually about a quarter of an inch wide and almost just as deep.
Wow.
And it went from the front of my lip all the way back.
So you split.
Yeah, so I actually split it open. And I really needed to go to the hospital or something to get it stitched up. But that wasn't happening. And so I think it was Zane that gave me super glue. I asked him for some super glue.
Right on.
And just plop, plop, plop.
That'll do it, too.
Yeah, and it worked beautifully until I had to eat. And then I'm pretty sure I ate the super glue somehow or something. Wow. But I couldn't eat or drink anything without spilling out the side of my mouth for about 2 weeks.
Ooh, wow. Oh. That's horrible. So it was the paranormal ghost is what you're telling
yeah,
me.
Yeah, dude, I have no idea. I have no idea. And my only thing that I could say is I deserved it. Because as a safety precaution, we're supposed to sleep with our heads to the back of the van so that if you fall out for whatever reason, you crack your ankle and not your fucking head. I didn't.
Yeah, good job.
And so I was example A and I flew out and split my lip.
Good job. Good job.
I think maybe somebody yanked you out just like, hey, you sleep in head first. Fuck them.
Yanked me out by my head?
Yes.
So and I don't think so, because I basically broke something of everybody's on the way down.
So the bed actually runs the length of the car, then?
No, it's it takes up.
Or is it the width of the car?
It takes up the whole width. It takes up about the last 6 feet of the van.
Oh, okay.
Van's huge.
Well, yeah, but.
But, yeah, it's.
Trying to figure out the.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna draw a picture in the air for you.
Picture in space.
Here is
picture. Okay.
Here is the front of the van.
Big square.
And then it goes up.
Okay.
And let's say here's the end.
And then like this is
so from about here to here.
That's a lot of bed, man.
It's about 6 foot.
Yeah. You can snuggle with somebody in that.
You could snuggle with one person.
Yeah. Okay. You got that one figured out.
Yes. Yeah. No. I mean. Minus Matt, who doesn't like to sleep up there for whatever reason, we fight over bed spot.
Well, I bet it's probably because it's haunted. Yeah. From what it
sounds like. Up until that moment, it wasn't haunted.
Dude, did you, in your travels, did you piss off a voodoo mistress by chance? Did somebody He's like, wait a minute. What was I doing in New Orleans?
Well, no, because see, my first thought was, all right, Louisiana. Yeah. Every time I've been to Louisiana, I have an awesome time. I love Louisiana. Some of the coolest people I've met. No.
Where was that?
I will tell you about that in a second. Louisiana, beautiful, beautiful. I love it out there. People are awesome. Food's good. Beer's good. We play a lot of cool venues out there. No evil voodoo mistress out there that I pissed off, at least.